And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars. Mexico on fire and the murder of America. This is Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. And dear friends, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Obama's contrived crisis takes shape. We're right on the cusp, on the precipice of an incredible scam, hoax, crisis. Chaos will result. And America will change forever. The North American Union is at hand. And by the end of the year 2010, and that's only, well, it's less than 18 months or so away, 21 to be exact, it will be the North American Union. And we'll probably have a new currency. There will be North American Union Supreme Court that can overrule our Supreme Court, and there will be no borders at all between Mexico and the United States, and probably not between Canada and the United States. In my new book, Mysterious Monuments, dear friends, I point out a very interesting architectural curiosity way up on the east side of the United States in the mountainous state of West Virginia, where they have built three great pyramids and placed in front of them the flags, the national flags of Mexico, Canada, and the United States. I call them the North American Union pyramids. And that was the first time anyone had even heard of them. But there they were, and there they are, newly built. And I believe they carried out, the Illuminati elite carried out a satanic ritual on midnight at the vernal equinox, and they celebrated with a sacrifice to their god, who we call Satan, and they worship as the god of forces to inaugurate the New World Order's North American Union. And now George W. Bush has left office and he's passed the baton. That's right, dear friends. The relay race continues regardless of political party. America is in the process of being murdered, stabbed in the heart over and over and over by these traitorous people at the top of the government. Now, I want to talk about that today. And I want to let you know there is an ongoing Mexican meltdown, but much of it is generated as a hoax. And it is a media circus. And it's like watching a propaganda matrix very carefully presented to you as if you were to take a holographic image or picture and cut it up into 1,000 pieces and then look again, because every piece will be a spinning image of the whole. That's holography. And today, the media, it doesn't matter, Fox, CBS, CNN, NBC, ABC, they're all going to be presenting the same nonsensical, lying, filthy news to you. And I'm going to tell you what's going to be happening. I can see it as clear as the clearest day of sunset. No fog, no clouds in sight, just a blue day of news today from Tex Mars and Power of Prophecy. Now, let me tell you what we're going to have, most probably. We're going to have a Mexican meltdown continued. There will probably be a terrorist bomb in the Mexican Assembly destroying that facility in Mexico City. It will, of course, be a false flag incident. It will be planted by the United States CIA, working in conjunction with the Israeli Mossad, And in fact, there was a dress rehearsal of this that's already been done. If you don't believe me, go and Google it up on the internet and look for terrorist bomb Mexican assembly. That's their parliament. That's their Congress. They already did this once as a dress rehearsal. They didn't blow up the building, but they had it all plotted out. They do all of these things in advance. They practice over and over and over. They don't just go on a day like 9/11 and throw a bunch of stuff together. They work on these projects for years, the intelligence agencies. Now, the narco drug cartels are proliferating today. Most of them are run by the CIA and the Israeli Mossad, along with various Chinese intelligence agents. The assassinations are not being carried out by independent murderers, but by our own FBI, CIA, and Israeli Mossad agents. They're running the narco cartels. That's why it suddenly became front page headlines. Now, folks, they've had drugs coming into America from Mexico since I was a kid, and I'm 65 years old almost. This is nothing new. The poverty of Mexico is not new. The wetbacks coming over from Mexico, that's not anything special. Eisenhower had 3 million of them deported when he was president. So don't tell me you can't deport them. Of course you can. It's a lot cheaper to put them all on buses and bus them home and build a 2,000-mile fence to keep them out than it is to pay trillions of dollars to keep them up right here. Friend, if you woke up one morning and there was a murderer and a thief in your home, would you debate whether it was right to deport the guy, or would you just let him stay in your home and continue to kill and rob? Would you say, well, you know, it's going to cost the policeman the gas money to come and get him, and it'd take an hour of the policeman's time. That'd be $20. Golly, I just think it might be cheaper just to keep him in our home robbing and killing. Well, we have these Mexican illegal aliens, and they're robbing and they're killing. Every time you turn on the television, murders, rapes, bank robberies. And always the name seems to be a Hernandez or a Fernandez or a Gomez. Our prisons are full of these people. We're spending billions of dollars to house, care, shelter, and take care of their medical needs in our prisons. If it weren't for the Mexican illegal aliens that have come in and committed crimes, and most of them go free, but the few that are caught are filling up our prisons. If it weren't for them, we could shut down 70% of our prisons because they constitute 70% of those in federal prisons. Did you get what I just said? 70% are foreigners. Incredible. Incredible numbers. I believe we're coming close to a time when probably the president of Mexico and his government might flee, the army will evaporate, the police are already non-existent, red Chinese ships will enter the harbors, U.S. troops will invade, and it'll be Iraq, Vietnam, and Afghanistan right next door. You say, Tex, that's impossible. America will never send military troops into Mexico. Well, I got news for you. I'm going to give you the documentation that you need. We will send troops into Mexico. Meanwhile, millions of Mexicans are going to rush America. They're going to come over like a swarming bunch of ants across the rivers and across the desert. And Obama, our president, is going to tell us we have to be good Christians and humanitarians. And of course, maybe good Muslims and Jews and Hindus too, because you got to include all the religions now. You can't just talk about America as a Christian nation. And good little religionists, we've got to take them all in. They're running from the narco cartels. Those drug kingpins, they're so bad. Oh, they're so bad. And now they plunder their nation, and people in Mexico are frightened. The Mexican economy has collapsed, and people are looking for jobs, and they're so desperate. So all these millions flooding across the borders that we will not patrol, that we will not police, we've got to let them in. We've got to take care of them. Now, friends, FEMA has been building camps for 20 years to house not only you and me, but millions of Mexicans who are coming across the border. Now, up to now, they have not needed all these FEMA camps because, you know, it is true that we now have up to 40 million. Let me repeat that again. Up to 40 million illegal aliens in America. But we have been able, even with our stupidity in allowing them to come in, to assimilate them. And we have nicely distributed them across the face of the continental United States. And every year, a couple million more come in. And we let them in. You know we let them in. Nobody's trying to stop them from coming in. George W. Bush didn't stop them. Reagan didn't stop them. George Herbert Walker Bush didn't stop them. Bill Clinton didn't, and neither is Obama. Come on. You know it's true. They're letting these people in. Nobody's doing anything on the border. And if a border patrolman does try to do his job, they warn him, they fire him, and sometimes they even put border patrolmen in prison in America for doing their jobs. They're told, don't do your job. Oh, I know, on TV you see them driving their little SUVs and their pickup trucks looking, just searching for illegal aliens. But, you know, they just can't seem to find very many. But on a given day, any one of hundreds of ranchers will tell you there's scores of them right outside my home. I can see them. They take their binoculars and they can see them just coming across in droves over the border. They call the border patrol and nothing happens. I have been told by ranchers that when they call the border patrol, just to have a little show, will send one of their pickup trucks or their SUVs, and they'll drive to within about 500 yards of the Mexicans that are all coming over, hundreds of them. And they'll sit there and smoke cigarettes and drink their soft drinks with their air-conditioned motors going and their SUVs watching them. And then when it gets evening and it gets dark, they turn around and they go back to their headquarters. And when the rancher asked the immigration authorities, what did you do today to get those illegals I reported to you? They said, oh, we went down there. We were on the case. You better believe it. We sent a patrol down there, but you know, they just didn't see anybody. They couldn't find anybody. They came back to the building here and said, nothing's going on. They said they sit there for 5 hours. They couldn't see one soul. It must all be a mirage. Just go back to sleep, sir. Everything's going to be okay. I'm telling you, it is absolutely ridiculous. You know I'm telling you the truth, friends. And soon, when this great collapse of Mexico occurs, and I believe the Mexican government itself will cause it to happen, we're already in the process of getting ready to force millions of Mexicans to come across the border. Did you hear what I said? Now, here's what they really are going to do. When this crisis, when we have the bell sound, they will send tens of thousands of American troops in. They won't just stay at the border. I'm talking about just like we went into Iraq and Afghanistan, we're going to send army troops in droves. And they're going to drive in armored vehicle carriers with helicopters and the whole bit deep into the heart of Mexico. And they're going to say, we're looking for the drug cartels. Well, now, friends, you can't tell a drug dealer from a peasant. They both dress in civilian clothes. They're not looking for drug dealers. They don't know anything about looking for drug dealers. All they know about is plundering, marauding, and killing the enemy. That's what the army does. Let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to be ordered to go in and kill a bunch of people in villages, blast a bunch of towns, maybe go into city neighborhoods and tear them apart with their armored vehicle carriers, personnel carriers, and their tanks and their helicopter gunships. And that's what will start the millions of Mexicans fleeing across the border. You know, the country of Syria in the Middle East has reported some 4.5 million Iraqis have fled the country of Iraq and are now living as refugees in the deserts of eastern Syria, the neighboring country. Why is it if America went to Iraq to help those people, to give them all the benefits of American capitalism and our superior culture, why is it that 4.5 million Iraqis have run for their lives, them and their families, and are hiding out across the border in Syria? Well, you know the answer. The American troops went in and were killing them in mass, massacring city after city, blasting them to smithereens, arresting young men and women and raping and killing. And it's true. Come on. Abu Ghraib was just one of hundreds of sites where we tortured and killed. Say, Tex, can you document that? Oh, of course I can. Of course I can. I mean, many military officers have resigned in protest. One general, General Sanchez, said it made him sick. He wrote a book about it. It is U.S. policy to do heinous crimes in Iraq, to suppress, to subjugate the people. And that's what we're going to do in Mexico. But our real purpose will be to go into Mexico, not to fight the drug cartels, but when American troops are ordered by Obama and the Pentagon to go into Mexico, and we who live here in Texas and in Arizona, in New Mexico and California, we're going to be seeing columns and after columns of tanks and APCs and military jeeps and so forth going down the road into Mexico. And they're going to be there to kill, maim, plunder, and send the people packing up north. Now, why would they do that? Why would they want to go into a nation of around 125 million people and force tens of millions to flee to the north? Come on, think about it. They are intent on getting their 2010 date achieved for the North American Union. They're going to merge Mexico with the United States, whether you and I want it or not. And if they can't get enough Mexicans to sneak across the border, they're going to drive them across the border. And there's going to be robberies and killings and murders on both sides of the borders, and we will probably be blaming it on terrorists. Oh, yes, don't you know? The Palestinian terrorist. And Osama bin Laden is working down in Mexico. That's going to be part of it. Can't you just see Obama saying, we are trying to stop Osama bin Laden? There have been reports that he's been seen in Tijuana. He and his lieutenants. Oh, yeah. You say, Tex, that is so silly on the face of it, to think that the Obama administration would actually claim that Hamas, Hezbollah, Palestinian terrorist Osama bin Laden are hiding out in Mexico. That's so silly. Where did you get such an idea? Excuse me, but it must be from a news source. Why, goodness gracious alive, here it is, in fact. It's from a Mexican news source, an article by Jesus Esquivel entitled Mexican Drug Cartels and Islamic Radicals Working Together. Ooh, are you scared? Ooh, are you shaking? It says here, U.S. government says that Hamas and Hezbollah are now collaborating with Mexican drug cartels. Ooh, says according to a U.S. government intelligence report, Hamas, Hezbollah, and other radical Islamic groups have become associates of the Mexican drug trafficking cartels. They're furnishing them weapons and helping them to distribute drugs in Europe and the Middle East and the United States. America's Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, and Justice Department officials have stated that in coming days they will conduct an operation in the border area where the radical Islamic groups have settled. Hezbollah, Hamas, and others are not only working in Mexico, but in Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina, and have ties with the Mexican drug traffickers. Oh, yes. That's why we have heroin, narcotics, methamphetamine. It's those Islamic radical terrorist groups. They're in Mexico. They're in South America. They're everywhere. Soon, they'll be joining the Mexican drug gangs in our United States cities. Hamas and Hezbollah. And we've got to fight them. Who can doubt that Osama bin Laden is leading this effort? Who can doubt that Osama is down in Tijuana or Guadalajara directing the drug trafficking across the border? And we're going to have to send, who knows, 150,000, 200,000 if necessary, troops down there to Mexico to root Osama and his people out. Who would say such a thing? Why, intelligence. Our intelligence. You know, the same intelligence that was so accurate about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction and the intelligence from Israel, you know, the Israeli Mossad and Shin Bet and the other groups that have been telling us for years and years and years that Iraq had nuclear weapons and biological chemical weapons. And now the Israeli Mossad and Shin Bet are telling us Ahmadinejad and Iran have nuclear weapons. They're so intelligent. I mean, they're so effective. It's, you know, the only, I mean, it almost makes you wish that they hadn't hung Saddam Hussein. He was a great boogeyman. But they still have Osama bin Laden. He's still out there lurking, probably in Mexico. I don't doubt it. Do you? Now, according to the United States Justice Department, groups such as Hezbollah, Hamas, the Palestine Liberation Front, the Palestine Liberation Organization, and the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, I mean, they got them all, are the Arab associates of narco-trafficking cartels from Mexico. Yeah. Obviously. And you know what? I bet most Americans, the kind of people that get a kick from watching Jay Leno and David Letterman, yeah, we got to stop them. I mean, those Palestinians, they're in Mexico now. Now, I want you to use your common sense, friends. Israel sends its military into Gaza, into Palestine, and just totally kills men, women, and children indiscriminately. And what opposition is against them? Rocks. Bottles. Think about it. I actually read an article here that says Hezbollah and Hamas and the Palestinians are funneling weapons, Uzi machine guns, and other modern weapons into Mexico to the drug cartels. The Mexican drug cartels are getting their weapons from the Palestinians. Now, this is an amazing thing since the only weapons the Palestinians have are rocks and stones. And maybe slingshots. I'm not sure about that. God. They don't have any. How would they get weapons all the way from the Mediterranean to Mexico in the first place? There's a total naval embargo by Israel against Gaza and the Palestinians. But they don't have any anyway. That's their problem. They can't fight back against Israel. Israel is killing people indiscriminately in Gaza, and the Palestinians have no weapons to fight back. They don't even have handguns there because the Israelis have been conducting searches and raids for decades, taking away everything but rotten tomatoes and apples from them and maybe a few stones. Now we're going to have United States troops invading Mexico, patrolling streets, and working with the Mexican army to guard the borders. Now, you know how that's going to work. They're really going to guard those borders, aren't they? Sure they are. Oh, brother. A contrived crisis. Now, I want you to remember something. Do you remember during the political campaign for the presidency that Joe Biden, Senator Joe Biden, now vice president, he told us, he blabs too much, I know that. I'm sure they jumped on his back when he did this. But Joe Biden said within four to six months of Obama assuming the presidency, he's going to be tested with a crisis. They are going to test him. Later, Biden was asked, who is they? Oh, boy, then he began to backtrack. Well, every president's been tested shortly after assuming office. Now, Colin Powell, sort of the Republo Democrat, sort of a combination Frankensteinian monster, Mr. Powell, former Secretary of State under George W., said, oh, yes, Obama is going to be tested. There will be an international crisis. Biden went on to say that Obama is going to have to take steps that many people will not like when this crisis occurs. Obama's going to have to do things the American people will not cherish. But he's going to do it for our own good. Then Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State under Bill Clinton, was asked about it. She said, oh, yes, there is definitely going to be a crisis. Friends, I have read Illuminati and New Age literature for 3 decades now. Every book I read in this genre, this format, says the way they're going to gain power for the Illuminati, for the occult elite, is to cause crises. They even have a doctrine of this, the Hegelian doctrine, where the philosopher Hegel proposed a clash of opposites. That's a Hegelian dialectic. And he said through this clash of opposites, okay, through this clash of supposed opposites, there would be a synthesis. But soon there would rise out of the synthesis disagreement, and then there would be a new clash and go on and on in this ongoing revolution of the world until finally the great Illuminati kingdom of the world is achieved. Big brother, in other words. And Hegel and others said that this dissension, this crisis, would bring opportunity. Chaos will bring opportunity. And the whole scientific basis of communism and Illuminism is expressed in the Latin inscription on the 33rd degree Masonic jewel, Ordo ab Chao, order out of chaos. They cannot achieve their new world order without first fomenting, that is, inducing or engineering chaotic chaos situations. And Mexico on fire is their chosen method to bring everything about in the United States of America. We think it's going to happen in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Israel, somewhere overseas, maybe in North Korea, maybe a war with China or Russia. No, 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 no. It's going to be right here in our back door. Mexico on fire. We've got to save the Mexicans. How do we do it? By merging Mexico and the United States. It'll be a humanitarian gesture, and the whole world will love Obama for carrying it out. You're listening to Tex Mars. This is Power of Prophecy. I'm talking about Mexico on fire, the Illuminati plot to murder America, to merge the 3 nations, Canada, the United States, and and Mexico, into the North American Union. It's been planned, it's here, and now they need a crisis, and that's what we're talking about, to bring it about. I'll be right back after this brief message. Stay with us, won't you? Hello, friends. Tex Mars here again. I want to invite you to check out my newest video. It's entitled The Sun at Midnight. The Sun at Midnight. It's on DVD. It's 60 minutes. And it's fresh out. I mean, we've just put it out. And wow, this is one of the most important videos I've ever done. It is subtitled Pyramids of Mystery, Temples of Blood. Pyramids of Mystery, Temples of Blood. Pyramids are being built across the United States and the world. The Rock and Roll Museum in Cleveland, Ohio was built as a pyramid. There's a great American pyramid that was built in Memphis, Tennessee, sitting right on the Mississippi River. Did you know that there's a great Aztec or Mayan pyramid that has been built not too far from American shores on the island of the Dominican Republic in Haiti? That's right. In Santo Domingo, a great Mayan temple has been built by the Vatican. And it's being called the 21st century killing place. Strange. You need this video entitled The Sun at Midnight. That's a mysterious title in itself. And the video explains the meaning of that. Now, here's how to get your copy of The Sun at Midnight in DVD. Just phone us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. You can write to us and send us. It is $25. Please add $5 for shipping and handling. A total of $30. Ask for The Sun at Midnight. Send us a check or a money order or cash. And send it to this address, Power of Prophecy, 1708, that's 1708, Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now, our toll-free number to use your Visa, MasterCard, or Discover is toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. And ask for the video in DVD only. Ask for it. We've got plenty of copies. We'll get it right out in the mail within 48 hours to you. The Sun at Midnight. Now let's return to my regular program. You're listening thanks to our powerofprophecy.com website, where our program is heard 24/7, 7 days a week. That's right, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Perfect clarity. You will hear it on our website, powerofprophecy.com. We don't charge you to listen. It's also on shortwave radio, as you know, coming from WWCR in Nashville, Tennessee, being heard around the world. And every program is audio taped, and we make CDs of them, and we offer them for $8, plus that shipping and handling fee of $5. Total of $13, and you can order any of our programs. Today's program is entitled Mexico on Fire. Now let's talk about Mexico on fire. It's going to get a lot hotter, friends, a lot hotter than it is. I was reading some news items, and I have them right here in my possession, and I want to give you the title of some of these. And everything is happening all at once. When they want this to get into the public imagination, when they want to brainwash people, they repeat things over and over and over again until the majority is convinced that Big Brother must be allowed to do its work. And soon the American people cry out, do something, save us, rescue us, oh great Father, big government. Listen to these news items. These are actually headlines of news items that I have in my possession. Pelosi, that would be House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi tells illegal immigrants that worksite raids are un-American. That's right. according to our own House of Representatives majority speaker, she is actually telling illegal immigrants that for the Immigration Service to go out and investigate work sites to find illegal aliens, she says that's un-American. It's okay, of course, for you to sneak into this country from Pakistan or Red China or India or Guatemala or Haiti or Mexico and take the job of an American citizen and bring your whole family over and get free medical care and then start getting welfare and then work for a couple of years and go home and draw Social Security for the rest of your life, paid for by the American government. And that's the new law that Obama has agreed to continue. That was the Bush deal, totalization of Social Security. You may not know it, but there's 40 million illegal aliens in America right now that are going to get Social Security when they get old enough. And yet Obama says, in just a couple of years after this financial crisis, we're going to have to start looking at Social Security and other entitlement programs. We're going to have to make cuts in them. And you know what? They're right. Trillions for the bankers, nothing for the workers of America. And they have invited 40 million illegal immigrants in. And then they had the gall 2 years ago to put them all on Social Security. Now let me explain. I've did this before and I'm going to explain how this works. Let's just take a typical a Mexican worker, okay, from Nuevo Laredo, Juan Gomez. Juan Gomez comes in without papers to the United States. And Juan Gomez goes and gets a Social Security card, which he can do now. And he puts his name down as Juan Gomez, Nuevo Laredo. And he works 2 years in America. And that qualifies him at the age of 62 to draw a pension from the American government, Social Security, for the rest of his life down in Mexico. That also qualifies Juan Gomez at the age of 65 to get Medicare, paid for by the American government. And all he has to do is work two measly years in America. But hold on. Juan Gomez is going to work longer than 2 years in America. Because after 2 years, Juan Gomez is going to go down to the Social Security office and tell them that his real name is Jose Fernandez, who actually is his uncle from Nuevo Laredo. And then with that Social Security card, he works 2 years. And then Juan Gomez goes down to the Social Security office and says, and signs up. Remember, Mexican illegal aliens are not required to have any identity papers. And Juan Gomez says, my name is, I don't know, make it up, Nelson Hernandez. And they give Nelson Hernandez, also known as Juan Gomez, another Social Security card. And after 30 years in America, Juan Gomez has arranged for 15 of his family down in Mexico to receive Social Security and Medicare for the rest of their lives. Now you multiply that times 40 million illegal aliens, and pretty soon all 125 million residents of Mexico are on Social Security and Medicare. And I am already discovering that the Obama administration, from the word I'm getting, all of the money that they're spending to build up our infrastructure, you know, the stimulus package, $28 billion is supposed to go toward building bridges and roadways. I am of the understanding that actually they're going to spend most of the money to build the Trans-America Corridor through Mexico, America, and Canada. And who do you think the workers are going to be building on that? Well, Because Americans got so upset about it, Congress passed a little amendment to the stimulus package. It said that employers, if possible, and if available, should hire Americans for those jobs, those stimulus package infrastructure construction jobs. But all the employer has to say is, well, we just couldn't get enough Anglos. We couldn't get enough American blacks. We couldn't even get enough American Hispanic citizens. So we had to take buses down to Juarez and Guadalajara and load them up with Mexican workers and bring them back. And now they're working on the Trans-American Corridor. Of course, they work for a lot cheaper wages. But that's not even the point. The point is they want millions and millions and millions of Mexico into the United States. Now, why? Why are they doing this? Why are they merging? Why are they bringing all these tens of millions of illegals in? And why are they going to send our army down there to drive them here? Because they don't want an America anymore. You got to read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. It says all borders will be erased. All borders will be erased. All nationalities will be exterminated. Only the Jewish race will be allowed to exist as a separate race. All the others must be amalgamated, consolidated, merged together. That's why on the covers of Newsweek and Time, one cover after another shows a brown-skinned America. Now, I don't have anything wrong with brown-skinned Americans. I just think they ought to be citizens. And I don't care if the president of America is Hispanic or black or Chinese or Japanese. You may care about it. I don't. I just want them to be an American citizen and not from someplace over in Africa named Kenya like Obama is. That's all I want. Let me continue with these headlines. These are actually articles I have in my possession. It says, DHS, that's Department of Homeland Security, and Napolitano delay immigration raids. This is Washington Post, March 30th, 2009. Homeland Security Director, Secretary Janet Napolitano has delayed a series of proposed immigration raids and other enforcement actions at U.S. workplaces in recent weeks. Janet Napolitano, Obama's new head of Homeland Security, who I understand is an Italian Jew, has said no more raids. And that article came out the same day that Nancy Pelosi told illegal immigrants at a forum that worksite raids are un-American. Now let's go one step further. Here's another headline for you. Justice Department investigates Arizona sheriff for enforcing the immigration law. That's right. A sheriff, Joe Arpaio, down in, Phoenix? Yeah, Phoenix, Arizona. When he arrests a person for DWI or burglary or rape and finds out that that person is an illegal alien, he turns them over to the Immigration Service. Well, the Justice Department says that's not good. You're making us work too hard. So now they're investigating the Arizona sheriff for turning in illegal alien criminals to the authorities. The feds say, we don't want to do this work because the feds want them all to stay in America. And it doesn't matter if they're rapists or murderers or burglars. They just want them here. Meanwhile, Congressman John Conyers, the communist black congressman from Detroit, Michigan, his committee says it's going to hold hearings and it wants Sheriff Arpaio to testify and explain why he's been turning over illegal aliens to immigration authorities. Huh? Say what? Duh. Meanwhile, let me go on. Immigration, here's another headline. Immigration groups mobilized to push for pathway to legalization under Obama. Obama is in favor of a pathway to legalization. I think the word is amnesty. Here's another one. Immigration agency plans new family detention centers. Isn't that nice? We've got to have nice little home parks and trailers and all that other stuff. And when the Mexican families, the millions of them, come rushing across the border, we're going to put them in nice family detention centers. That's very sweet. Meanwhile, here's a story. John McCain again favors immigration reform. Oh, I thought during the campaign, Senator McCain said, well, I've changed my mind. Now that I know all the Republicans don't want amnesty, I've changed my mind. I'm against it. And now he says he's for it again. Oh, boy. Okay, the articles continue. Mexican drug war spillover in U.S. That's how they scare you. Oh, there's the drug cartels killing police chiefs, cutting off their heads. They're doing horrible things to people down in Mexico. And now they've invaded America. It's spilling over to the United States. Here's something else. Department of Homeland Security proposes U.S. gun laws to fight Mexican drug cartel violence. Napolitano says, we've got to have new gun restrictions, gun laws. There's too many guns in America, and they're getting over to Mexico. Say what? We've got to take away the guns of Americans because they're ending up in the hands of Mexican drug cartels. Say that again? Friends, let me tell you, the criminals down in Mexico don't need to sneak across the border and buy a handgun. They got billions of drug bucks and pesos, and they can buy armies of weapons. Armies of weapons down in Mexico. They don't need to drive from Mexico City to Houston, Texas, to buy a .22 rifle or a .357 Magnum, for that matter. All they have to do is go down to the local ghetto and they can buy 20 or 30 of them down in Mexico City. Are you kidding me? This is the way they can take away your Second Amendment rights. Did you know that American guns are ending up in Mexico and the drug cartels have them? Well, we've got to stop Americans from owning guns. Oh, my goodness. Well, it goes on. And they're all over, too. Here's an article. Mexican drug criminals increase operations in Washington, D.C. area, says Intel assessment by the Justice Department. But wait, here's another article. Atlanta, Georgia becomes center of drug trafficking operations, says Justice Department. Well, what is it, Justice Department? Mr. Holder, another guy that wants to take away our guns, Eric Holder of the Justice Department, Attorney General. Is it Washington, D.C., or is it Atlanta? Or is it Phoenix? Or is it L.A.? And it's sort of like Chicken Little. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. We've got to stop them. And Obama's going to be telling you and me, he's going to say, we can't let it spill over into America. Now we're seeing it in Atlanta, Los Angeles, Cleveland, Ohio, Dallas, Texas. We've got to go there first. Remember, that's what they told us about Iraq and Afghanistan. We can't let Osama bin Laden and the Taliban bring their nuclear bombs and biological chemical weapons to America. We can't have any more 9-11s. We've got to go over there. Kill the terrorist over there. And now that Hezbollah and Osama are operating down in Mexico, man, it's not only the drug cartels, it's the Islamic terrorist. We got to go down there. Before the Mexican cartels bring their guns to America and start killing us indiscriminately, we've got to go down there with tens of thousands of troops and go after them. It's incredible. It's going to happen. You say, oh, Obama's not going to do that. He's a man of peace. Oh, hold it. Here's another article for you. Obama pledges American agents will fight Mexican drug cartels. Oh, wait. Here's another one for you. Obama's Secretary of Defense Gates says U.S. military can help Mexico in drug war. Oh, wait. Here's another one for you. Congress approves $1.9 billion and law was signed by Obama for Mexican military to fight drug cartels. Friends, Americans can't even stay in their homes because they're losing them because of the mortgage situation. Millions of Americans are put out of work. But our Congress sits on its butts and pays $1.9 billion to Mexico to help them, the Mexican military, fight the drug cartels. They are the drug cartels. Golly. It's only $1.9 billion, Tex. You know, I feel like Senator from Illinois some years ago. He was a Republican, and that was back when Republicans actually had a little bit of integrity. And I forget the man's name. He's the senator from Illinois, and he was Republican conservative. And the Democrats had just introduced a $40 million package in Congress, and he voted against it. Why, the media was outraged. It was some welfare bill, you know. And they said, Senator, why did you vote against it? It was only for $40 million. And he looked at them like they're crazy. He says, well, you know, $40 million here and $40 million there and $40 million there. And pretty soon you're talking about real money. Pretty soon you're talking, I mean, $1.9 billion here. And then, of course, $12.8 trillion for the five biggest banks in America. And then, of course, $300 billion more over the next couple of years to fight the war in Afghanistan, and another $150 billion to fight it in Iraq, and of course another $30 billion George W. Bush gave 2 months before he left office to Israel. I mean, pretty soon you're talking, it's real money. How would your school district like to have $1.9 billion? Do you know how many high schools, middle schools, and elementary schools you could build for $1.9 billion? In fact, how many highways could you really fix? How many hospitals can you pay for major operations for cancer, diabetes, and other diseases that people have no medical insurance? I'm talking about American citizens now, not Mexican and other illegals. People can't even pay their medical bills, and they're blowing trillions of dollars to banks and to foreign nations. And Obama treated it like it was nothing but, you know, orange juice, a carton of orange juice going down to Mexico. $1.9 billion paid to the Mexican military. And what do you think they're really going to use it for? Of course, alcohol, party girls, prostitution, everything else the Mexican officials have always used our money for. Okay, here's some more. Here's another headline for you. I'm serious. I've got all these articles. U.S. military report warns of sudden collapse of Mexico. Here's another one. U.S. government says Mexico more dangerous than Iraq. Wow. Whew. Another one, drug violence spins Mexico toward civil war. Another one, the perilous state of Mexico. Another headline, 9 headless bodies found in Mexico. Another one, Mexico drug violence increases at alarming rate. Another one, journalist targeted in latest Mexican drug violence. And to make sure the media stays in line, and they have some problems there because people are just not watching CBS, ABC, NBC, and CNN News anymore, or MSNBC. People know they're all a bunch of lying jerks, and they don't watch these outlets anymore. And you know what? Newspapers across America, Chicago, the biggest newspaper there, went bankrupt. Minnesota, Minneapolis, bankrupt. Seattle, Washington, bankrupt. The Austin American Statesman is looking for a buyer. They're about to go bankrupt. Across America, newspapers are going bankrupt. The Washington Post and New York Times are in trouble. Did you know the New York Times, the only way they stayed in business this year? Remember, the great New York Times, the lying jackals of New York City in Manhattan. They said, we're going to have to go out of business. We're going to have to go bankrupt. Oh, don't worry. The second They call him the second richest man in the North American hemisphere. A Mexican billionaire named Carlos Slim. What kind of name is that? Yeah, old Carlos flew to New York City and whacked down $400 million and bought up an interest in the New York Times. He said, Señor, we must keep the New York Times working. Of course they've got to keep the New York Times working. And so a Mexican billionaire flew there and gave them $400 million to stay in business so they could keep printing their Protocol of Zion lies, telling us we've got to do something about Mexico. We've got to do something. I know what to do, friends. Let me just tell you what to do. Did you know that according to Dr. Jerome Corsi and according to true patriotic organizations down on the border, one of them, for example, Glenn Spencer of the American Border Patrol, reports that only 200 miles of fence has been built on our southern border. 2,000 miles long, our southern border with Mexico. And remember, we approved for our government, Congress did, at the insistence of the American people, approved the money, millions of dollars, to build a 2,000-mile-long fence. Now, years later, under all the Marxists like Chertoff and now Napolitano, Obama, and Bush, we find out they've only built 10%. So they just walk around that part. 200 miles to cover 2,000 miles is not a fence at all. We need to build that fence. And I'd propose another law. When they catch a member of the drug cartel in the United States illegally, I suggest, if you want to talk about the Islamic radicals, turning him over to the Islamic radicals. They've got a law there, you see. Drug dealers have their hands cut off. Now, I think after about 20 Mexican cartel leaders and their American associates, that's right, people living in the suburbs, billionaire sons and daughters, like Joe Biden's daughter, smoking, blowing cocaine. Yeah, cut her hands off. Turn her over to the Taliban. I bet that only have to be on TV 19 or 20 times until the drug sources and supplies just dry up. You know, they say that 1,000 years ago, the Vikings had a very brutal, harsh law. Anybody caught stealing had their hand cut off. That was back in the Viking era. They say that in Scandinavian countries today, and those are the successors of the Vikings, you know, Norway, Finland, Sweden, there's almost no theft. You can leave your billfold, you know, in a department store on the counter. You go back the next day, it's still there. Almost no theft. Nobody robs and steals in Sweden and Norway. Why is that? I think it was a cultural thing. It got into their minds and hearts way back 1,000 years ago when they were cutting hands off. Now you say, Tex, you're just being exaggerated. Yeah, I am. I know. I'm not really for those things. But I think we can just use our regular law enforcement. We can use our border patrol. We can build that fence. We can keep the Mexican illegals out of the United States. We can deport the ones that are here if we just have the will, the want to. And if we stand up as U.S. citizens and demand it, we don't need to cut off hands. We just need to enforce the laws that exist. Mexico is on fire. We can put it out, and we don't have to merge Mexico, Canada, and the United States. We don't have to murder America to save Mexico. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to The Power of Prophecy. My prayer is you'll tune in each week during this same time and discover the marvelous power of God's prophecy.